and why things happen in this world, your map of life's hidden order. No matter who your heroes may be, Woody Allen, David Mamet, Quentin Tarantino, Ruth Prower Jabala, Oliver Stone, Zhuang Zhimu, Nora Ephron, Spike Lee, you admire them because they're unique. Each has stepped out of the crowd because he or she selects a content like no one else, designs a form like no one else, combining the two into a style unmistakably their own. I want the same for you. Imagine, in one global day, the pages of prose turned, plays performed, films screened, the unending stream of television, comedy, and drama, 24-hour print and broadcast news, bedtime tales told to children, barroom bragging, internet backfence gossip, mankind's insatiable appetite for stories. We tell and take in stories as much as we sleep, and even then we dream. Why is so much of our life spent inside stories? Because stories are equipment for living. Our appetite for story is a reflection of the profound human need to grasp the patterns of life, not merely as an intellectual exercise, but within a very personal, emotional experience. In the words of playwright Jean Anouilh,